glow, we glow. Sailor, sailor, sailor. Sailor, sailor, sailor. Sailor, sailor, sailor. Halo, halo, we glow. Sailor, sailor, sailor.
The year of the snake and the year of bird. We are new nation coming up in the earth. This is a paradigm, cause it's about that time for a halo to shine, to shine.
Live to teach you about your stolen and lost history. So let's start off with prayer. Thank you, Father, for this platform, for blessing me to be able to teach your children who they are, for enlightening them to whom they are and whose they are. Thank you, Father, that this word will go out and it will be spread among your people and among the world, so that everyone will know what this change, this timing change is bringing, this paradigm shift that we are living in is now going on, and how it will affect everyone. Thank you, Father, for our understanding and the knowledge of what is happening in your word. In Jesus' name, amen. I would like to start off with Isaiah 61, 1 through 3, which is the theme of what I am teaching you guys. So Isaiah 61, 1 through 3 says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified." Thank you, thank you, thank you for all of you that are here and to sharing this message, and that we are the trees of righteousness. So let's start off with, we're going to start off with, this is a paradigm shift. The title of this message today, a paradigm shift, a righteous kingdom. Because I told you guys last week, we left off with me telling you why we are a righteous people. And I told you why we are righteous, because we did nothing to no one. We didn't start a fight. We didn't go and threaten anyone. We didn't do anything to anyone. We were under a punishment and we failed. So a time came where a people that were in the earth came and stole us and took us from our land and brought us into all the countries where you see us now, that we are not in our land. So we are separated from the knowledge of where we came from. We're separated from who we are, who we were. We were stripped. We were stripped of everything. Now, who does that to strip us? Why was that necessary to strip us of everything? And then the world tells you, oh, you're this people. You're Ham. You're Canaan. You're a slave of slaves. No, that's not what the word of God says. We need to study to show ourselves approved so we can know who we are and whose we are and why these things happen to us. We can't just go along because it's what they explained to us. They really didn't even explain to us what happened to us. Shouldn't we know what happened to us? Shouldn't we know how we feel in this condition? Shouldn't we know that, no, this wasn't just us forever and ever. We woke up like this. We were born like this. No, we were not born like this. We didn't just wake up like this. So I can't be satisfied with being in the condition of who we are right now without an explanation of how we got here. That needs to be explained to me. I need for those in authority to know that this is a timing, a paradigm shift, that what used to be in the earth is coming back to the brown kingdom rulership, I should say, rulership. It is coming back to that. So anyway, let's examine character. Character, the mental and moral qualities distinctive to an individual. So character shows who you are, who your heart is, what you all are all about as a person. The way God designed this thing, He designed for us to love one another. We're supposed to love our neighbor as ourselves. Now, let's go back to how we were stolen and brought into this land. Let's not mix two things. We can't mix apples and oranges. I really, 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 really need for everyone to understand righteousness and a punishment. Okay? The two things are two separate things, so we can't mix them. What we need to know is, yes, we're under a punishment. Yes, this punishment is soon to end. But what we really need to know about this punishment is that we were righteous when we fell into it, meaning we didn't go do nothing to nobody. We ain't touched nobody for this. We did not do anything to deserve what is being done to us. So that's where the righteousness come in at, y'all. It ain't got nothing to do with because we fell into a punishment, this is what's supposed to happen to us. No. Daddy God gave every man a heart, a choice to choose in their heart if they were going to love or if they're going to hate. So the people that we fell into their hands during this fall chose to treat us wrong with a bad heart. They chose to just take us as if we were property, their property. See, we got to know how we came into this land for us to know what's going on with us and how the powers that be treat us, how they look at us. You better know that when we came into this land, we came under the jus gentium, which means we came as prisoners. Prisoners to the jus gentium, that law of the sea. The law of the sea has more, it covers more than the law of the land. The law of the sea is universal. So you have to know how we feel under this thing and what affects us as a people. We came into this country different than any other people ever came. How we came determines how people treat us. We came, like I said, as property to these people. Now that we've gone through a time where slavery is not legal anymore, not here in the United States anyway, where one man's will can't be put on another, where we have to be subjected to the place where we don't have equal. Well, the playing field is not equal, but they can't just do any old thing to us. There are laws now in the land that keeps them pretty much from just treating us any old kind of way. They have to go by the laws of the land. So, but with this present administration, please understand this. They want to take things backwards through the 400 years. That's when we fell into this thing, 400 years ago. That's what Make America Great Again is all about. It's about repeating the past. Well, see, that's why you need to read the Bible to find out this was a punishment. We are not subjected to the laws of that thing anymore. We are subjected to, we are right at Revelations 12. Read Revelations 12 and Isaiah 66 and 8. It will tell you how we are coming out of what we are into. It's a time for us to come out, y'all. We are a special people. You know we special if they stripped us of everything. They stripped us of our language, stripped us of our name. They stripped us of our total identity. And then even changed the name of the land we came from to make sure we don't find ourselves. Why was all this done? You better know you special, y'all. You better know you're special, because who goes through those lengths to disguise, to make it seem, to erase a people's past, to separate a people from their past? So just know you're special, and know the character of people's hearts. That's what this is all about. We coming into a place where your heart, you're going to be judged according to your heart. Are you a bully that don't want the best for your fellow man? Do you bully the people in your family? Do you bully the people around you? Do you just have to have your way and you put your way on others? That's what this is all about. Or are you one who want to see the good for someone else? Are you one who help your fellow man? It's all about somebody else. It just ain't all about you. That's what we are. That's what this is all about. This is about, do you have love for your fellow man? Come on. We coming into a place where love is something that has been tossed out the window. But it is good to know that when a catastrophe comes, people will band together and help the situation out to save a person. But isn't it something when it comes down to your fellow man, say like us black people, the church won't stand up for us. And black folks, I ain't talking about to us in the church, because we are truly Israel. We just don't know we Israel. Our name was Jacob, which was changed to Israel. Now I'm talking about all them other Gentiles that are in the church. I have not seen the Gentiles stand up to the degree where they are walking and protesting and holding signs, or they are standing, in the gap for black people. I have not seen the Gentile church stand up for the black man. Come on. All the evidence is pointing that the ancient kingdoms were melanated kingdoms. They started off black, y'all. This is just a disguise. This is an illumination. This is something that it's like Satan just pulled a curtain before our eyes to make us think that this rulership we under right now is what's normal. It's what always has been. No, this is what has not always been. This is the first time ever in history that this rulership has been like this. Because we ruled. Look at all the... Buy my book, Trees of Righteousness, by Empress Eames Sharon. Buy my book. And you will see pictures in my book, over 200 pictures, of what we looked like back in antiquity. Now, how did we start off looking like that back in antiquity? But now, today, we don't even look like those people. We became white. How is that possible? Because a shift happened and our power was taken. And when our power was taken, we failed. We fell under the curses of Deuteronomy 28, 15 through 68. So I want you to examine the character of people's hearts. Just know we very, 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 very close to springtime and all of this changing. I want you to know that when we go into springtime, the phenomenal will happen to us. I told you that there's something very special about us. This pineal gland is going to separate us from those who call themselves Jews and are not. Revelations 2 and 9 and Revelations 3 and 9. Come on. So the whole world is going to know who we are. We're going to be shocked and surprised looking at each other saying, oh, wow, you lit up. They're going to be like, oh, yeah, you lit up too. Yeah, it's going to be a strange phenomenon that will happen. One like no other that will ever happen again. That's what the Word of God says. So we must know who we are. And we must start to love one another. We must start to teach each other who we are. We're not just no black people. And the world wants you. See, this is the trick of the enemy right here. Okay, the trick tells you, you're supposed to love your neighbor. Yeah, that is the law. That is God's law. That is God's word. We are supposed to love one another. But Revelations 18 and 4 said, come out of her. We are to be a village concept. We must come out of this world system. We cannot learn who we are being in a world who wants you to be who they say you are. They want to keep their foot on your neck. They want you to endure these punishments that are coming on the world. They ain't meant for us. We can't endure them no way because we've been through our 400 years. We're wrapping this thing up. So what's coming on the world ain't meant for you and me. We've been through our 400 years. That's what these 400 years has been about. That is your mark of the curse that is upon you. You wear it like your skin and your hair. You wear this curse, this mark of the curse of Deuteronomy 28. 15 through 68. You wear that for a purpose. Do you know that going through this curse, these 400 years, has produced a light in us? We are living vessels with lights on the inside of us. Pure gold. Has been formed inside of you because of the atrocities and the afflictions. They have worked inside of you, pure gold. So you're going to come up shining like pure gold, just what the scripture says. Better put it together, y'all. Better know what them scriptures are. You the evidence. You are the evidence of the scriptures. All that light God talking about in the Bible, you the evidence of that light. Cause the light gonna shine upon you. Arise and shine. For thy light has come. It's gonna radiate all around you, all about you, to show who you are. Special. Gonna show who you are. Illuminated. Gonna show who you are. How you are Daddy God. Daughter and son of God, daughters of Zion. That's who we are, the daughters of Zion. You better know everything coming out the ground over there in the Middle East. Better know it look like me and you. It's got this melanated skin and the woolly fro, baby. Or the braids. They got braids all up in their hair. What other nation wear braids? Seriously? Even those so-called Arabs over there, they can't wear no darn braids. They look beards. They beards and everything ain't braided up in designs like ours is. Come on. We create style. We are style. Melanin is so good. It just drips off of us. It gives us that, It gives us that black girl magic. It gives us that, that specialness, that, it just gives us that God complex. I must say, that melanin and that pineal gland, yes, it's that specialness that's upon us. We are created in His image, hair and skin. We look like Him. We are His. He is ours. We created in His image, y'all. And just like Jesus, let me tell you how we like our Heavenly Father and King Jesus. Let me tell you how we like Him. How we are in the image, the image of Him. We light up just like the Word of God says. That's His image because He is the God of lights. Didn't He say that? And then that weapon, river of living waters, that form in our bellies and come up through our mouths like a sword, the sword of God. Isn't that like in the image of Jesus? Better know who you are. You better know who you are. And then this, I was doing study on the pineal gland and even going in with Daddy God, asking Daddy God, what about this pineal gland? What about it is so special? Because I know that I'm pretty sure that it's like a superpower that we have. I already know the Word of God is like a superpower, is a superpower. You just got to know how to wield your sword. Got to know how to sling the Word of God. Woo-hoo! Cut down some defeated demonic foe. Better know. That's what that word do, it slays. One puts 1,000 to flight, two puts 10,000. Come on, all of us together, we're going to be slaying demonic foe, defeated demonic foe, left and right. We're going to be defeating them, going down the street, singing God's song, singing, and then praising. Singing the Word of God and praising. Yes, going down the street, slaying, defeating demonic foe with the Word of God. Yeah, with some rhythm on it. Yeah, we're going to be walking down the street. It's going to be easy, just like that. Remember Jericho? When Daddy God told them to walk around that wall. Ain't no difference in now, other than we're going to be singing and slaying, singing and slaying, singing and slaying in the Word of God. That's what that was sitting in. That's what it meant for us to sit in the pews all these years learning God's word. Yes, because it's a weapon. A weapon of mass destruction. It is a spiritual weapon that's associated with this pineal gland. Hey, y'all. Let's know who we are. Let's know that we have an appointment. We have a phenomenal date with destiny to go to the nations of the wilderness of nations, a place of protection, a land of Goshen, because of what's coming to the world. Can't y'all see what's going on in the world? Can't y'all see how this system is crashing that we're living in? They're about to shut down the government again. Trump can't get his way, so he's making a point. But he don't understand by him proving the darn point, he hurting families. He hurting his own base. But nevertheless, he is hurting people. It's causing the system to crash. The system cannot stay afloat like this. It's fragile, very fragile. It can't even withstand too much because the way it's built, it's meant to crash. It was meant to crash because of Satan's kingdom. and it's built on sand. It was only built to last 400 years. And now that 400 years is up, a paradigm shift, y'all. That old, which is the kingdom of wickedness, is about to depart. It's about to depart. But the kingdom of righteousness that's coming up behind it, it's about to take over, y'all. We're about to rise and take over, y'all, through the kingdom of righteousness, through Jesus' rule. But we have to set the stage before Jesus come back into the earth. We have to be in place first for him to come up through the kingdom of righteousness. We are the righteous. They came and got us and we did nothing to nobody. We are righteous because of that. We are righteous. We are the kingdom of righteousness. You did nothing to no one. They brought you into this land. You didn't go get yourself. You didn't go start a war with them. You did not go and threaten nobody. They came and got us. That's why we are righteous. Please understand that. And because we are the kingdom of righteousness, look at the word of God. It says the kingdom of righteousness will rise. Can't you associate now that we are the kingdom of righteousness? It's talking about you and me who is under this 400-year curse. And then some people say, I'm tired of hearing about the 400 years. I don't want to hear nothing else about no 400 years. Well, you better be glad you got that mark on you. Because without that mark, how can you be a part of this kingdom, this new kingdom that's coming up? If you don't have that mark on you, that means that nothing was formed inside of you. You don't have pure gold on the inside of you. You can't have the light of God on the inside of you if you haven't gone through anything. You got to go through something to get this. This is not just laid upon you because you look pretty. This ain't laid upon you because you thought you were self-righteous. This ain't laid upon you because of that. No, to be daddy God children, you got to go through something. He said he going to whoop us. He said he was going to whoop us because we failed. Because we broke daddy God's commandment. Now, doing all of that, you should be happy that the curses of Deuteronomy 28 is on you. Like you wear like your hand skin. You ought to be happy. Because if you don't have that, he said that we're coming out of pure gold. Read it in the Bible. How can you be made pure gold if you haven't been through nothing? You gotta go through something in order for Daddy God to take something out of you. You gotta go through something. You got to see where your shortcomings are. You got to see that after you've done all the stand, that you still have to stand. You got to see that when you exhausted mama, you exhausted daddy, you exhausted sister, you exhausted brother, you exhausted everybody. Ain't nobody there to help you. That you got to go to your daddy, cry out to your daddy. Help, help, help. I need you. Pull me through. Take me through this situation. When you can't go to nobody else, you got to know you got to go to your heavenly father. He's the only one who could bring us out of this thing with the right character, with the right frame of mind. But just know, you should be very, very happy that you have the mark on you, the mark of righteousness, because you are righteous people. You are a righteous people. But you know what? God has made me aware of how Satan attacks Africans of the diaspora. If you take, for instance, the interactions of the police, generally the African men, the black men, Africans of the diaspora, are treated any type of way, including getting killed when we have interactions with the police. We do not have an advocate to stand for us, y'all. So that's why they feel like they can do what they want to do to us. That God turned his face from us because of our punishment. When he did that, they were free to do what they wanted to do to us. But that time coming to an end. And that's what I was telling you all about just a little while ago. That Daddy God's arm is still stretched out for all those who want relationship with him. That going through this thing, we have to go through it knowing that we have a protector, we have a savior, that we have a blood covering. So, let's talk more about this paradigm shift. The Cambridge Dictionary says that the paradigm shift is a time when the usual and acceptable way of doing or thinking about something changes completely. So the way that we do things, the way we think about things, all these, you know, the way this evil, wicked system is that we're living in, is changing. It's going to be a complete change. It's just like the days of the dinosaur, y'all. It's time to usher out the old so that we can bring in the new. We the new. We the newness of things springing up in the world. That's why we had to go through. But you'll see what I'm talking about. Give it to springtime, this spring. It's going to tell you everything this spring. Watch for it. So what a paradigm shift means according to our present day reality is that we are experiencing the end of a wicked, cruel generation under satanic rulership. The new kingdom of righteousness, which is God's kingdom, is coming up out of the chaos. So one thing is ending and a new is beginning. The time is changing. And do you know that in talking about a paradigm shift, do you know that we have the North Pole, right? So there are magnetic poles there. And the magnetic pole of the North is being affected right now. So that should be a clue to you that a time is changing, that the old is about to be ushered out so the newness of things can come. Even when the magnets are off, it says that the magnetic North Pole that has never set still. Those magnets, those poles in the North, they have never sat still. In the last 100 years or so, the direction in which our compasses steadfastly point has lumbered ever northward, driven by Earth's churning liquid outer core some 1,800 miles beneath the surface. Yet in recent years, scientists noticed something unusual. Magnetic North routine plots has shifted into high gear, sending it galloping across the northern hemisphere. And no one can really explain why. Well, I just told you why. Because a shift has happened and things are changing. So this oldness is about to leave when the newness is about to come. That's why this is happening. The changes have been so large that scientists began working on an emergency update for the world magnetic model, the mathematical system that lays the foundation for navigation, from cell phones and ships to commercial airlines. But then the U.S. government shut down, placing the model's official release on hold, as Nature News first reported earlier this year. So because of the shutdown, that slowed their release. So they still have to catch up, you know, and put their system, I guess, online. Now the wait for the new North is over. The World Magnetic Model Update was officially released on Monday. And Magnetic North can again be precisely located for people around the world. Questions still likely abound. Why is the Magnetic North changing so fast? What were the impacts of the update's delay? Was there really a geologic reason Google Maps sent me off course? So this article says we got you covered. So if you were traveling and your navigation system was pointing you in a direction that wasn't really north, that's because of the gravitational pull, the magnetic north, the magnetic poles in the North Pole is off because of the change that's going on. So let's read a little more about this magnetic north. What is the magnetic north? Magnetic north is one of three North Poles on our globe. First, there's true north, which is the northern end of the axis on which our planet turns. But our planet's protective magnetic bubble, or magnetosphere, isn't perfectly aligned with this spin. Instead, the dynamo of Earth's core creates a magnetic field that is slightly tilted from the planet's rotational axis. The northern end of this planet-sized bar magnet is what's known as geomagnetic north, a point sitting off the northwest coast of Greenland that has changed position over the last century. Then there's magnetic north, which a compass locates, which is defined as the point at which magnetic field lines point vertically down. Unlike geomagnetic north, this position is more susceptible to the surge and flows in the swirl of liquid iron in the core. These current tugs on the magnetic field send a magnetic north hopping across the globe. The magnetic north that tells our compass what due north is. The scientists are now saying that it is rapidly changing. Don't they know that God is the change? That's what's really happening. God is the change. This is his world and he is coming back to claim. Remember, his face was turned against us. But at the proper time, he will come back to be among his children and to be here when Jesus returns. We are now living in that time. So about the kingdom of righteousness, do you know that we are considered righteous in every land that God has scattered us? And again, I emphasize, because we did nothing to no one, those that killed the children of the Most High God kills the righteous ones. And again, I told you, we were stolen and brought into this land where we find ourselves today. Africans of the diaspora has done nothing wrong. We were stolen from our lands and stripped of our identity, which I've already told you guys that. And what we did, we didn't do to anyone except for God. So it's no reason for why people treat us the way that they do. That's because of their own evil hearts that they treat us like this. And it lines up according to the scriptures of Deuteronomy 28, 15 through 68. So I wanted to tell you guys why you're such a special people as well. The pineal gland. Let's talk about the pineal gland again. I told you that the pineal gland, which is located in the middle of our brains, if you Google the pineal gland, you'll see that it does look like that eye of Horus. The way that the Egyptians has designed it. It looks exactly like that. And it says that the pineal gland is a tiny pea-sized gland shaped like a pine cone, residing in the center of our brains, and may hold the secret to spiritual wisdom, inspiration, and psychic awareness. The pineal gland is vital for physical, mental, and spiritual health, while also being a gateway to higher consciousness. It is widely believed that the pineal gland is key to our spiritual awakening and psychic abilities. Traditionally, the pineal gland is said to be the third eye chakra, otherwise known as the Ajna or the eyebrow chakra, which is set back and between our two physical eyes. So what is the pineal gland? It is an adductoral gland sitting alone in the brain. Thank you. It is an adductoral gland sitting alone in the brain, level with our eyes. The pineal gland produces melatonin and regulates our daily and seasonal circadian rhythm. Melatonin is the chemical in charge of our sleep and our sleep patterns and the quality of our sleep. And it also regulates the onset of puberty. Melatonin is responsible for fighting against free radicals. A decline in melatonin triggers the aging process in the body. Serotonin and neurotransmitter are happy chemicals responsible for our mood. It's transformed into melatonin only in the pineal gland. The pineal plays a major role in hibernation of animals, in metabolism, and seasonal breeding. Okay. So, and speaking of the third eye, I pulled some things up and it talks about the chakras too. But I gave you this information because I want you to know about your pineal gland. That nothing was ever discussed with us about our pineal gland. If you wanted to know about your pineal gland, then that's something that you would, you know, go and seek out information on your own. Well, now it's time to wake up, Jacob, whose name is Israel. Your name is Israel, y'all. It's time to wake up and know something special about our pineal gland. Research your pineal gland because in all the spiritual knowledge that you have, that pineal gland is a part of who we are as well. And as I said, it will give you a halo because God is going to separate us from those who call themselves Jews and are not. That's Revelations 2 and 9 and Revelations 3 and 9. So when he separates us, then the phenomenal happens to us. So it's not a bad thing to research this pineal gland to find out what it's all about, y'all. And to know that it goes hand in hand with who we are as God's children. Okay, so our third eye or our first eye? Well, I can't tell you that our third eye is our spiritual eye. It's a direct connection to us and God. It is the Ark of the Covenant within our brain. Our spine column is the ladder of Jacob, Jacob's ladder. Come on, y'all. And you have to know that it reaches all the way up to heaven. This represents heaven, y'all. And this represents God, our communion, personal communion, intimate communion with God. This is how we get our power in our pineal glands. When we go and when we worship God, when we make a relationship with God, when it's personal, one-on-one with God, in our prayer time, in our meditation time, when we just go into Him and just giving it all to Him, just talking to Him, just like I'm talking to you right now. When we just having a conversation with Him. And waiting on Him to answer us. God, what about this? God, what about that? I thank you, Father, for making me this. I thank you, Father, for making me that. You know, that's where we get all that power from. It's when we have personal time with our Father. When we go into the chambers with our Father. When we go into a personal, intimate relationship. Praising, giving God praise for all He's done. Giving God praise for what he's gonna do. Giving God praise for our protection, because he said a remnant gotta come through, and we be that remnant, y'all, that 144,000. Know who you are in this end time age. Know who you are. Know you have power. Know you have strength. Your strength is in the word of God. He says in our weakness, he makes us strong. We don't have to rely on our weaknesses. All we got to do is say, God, but God, but God. Got to do is cry out to him. He hear you. He hear you. That's all he wants you to do is come to him. Give him praise. Give him glory. Worship him. Through his son. That's the way he left. So anyway, getting back to this pineal gland. Specific evidence supports the possibility that our third eye, our pineal, was once our first eye. Under the microscope, the pineal is made up of cells that have the same features as a rod-shaped light-sensitive cells found in our retinas. The pineal gland receives signal that travels down the optic nerves. It sees the primitive third eye function as a sight organ before our current set of eyes. The pineal gland gives a perception of the world around us through our senses. It controls the action of light upon our body and is located beneath the cerebral cortex, where the two hemispheres of the brain join. This is the place where the brain regulates consciousness and interprets the body's sensory and motor functions. So, the pineal gland does a lot. And I'm telling you, y'all, I bet you we're going to find out. It's a part of our spiritual warfare weapons. And you know, I wanted to speak on another thing that we used to use too. Now, back in the land, we used to have, and I'm not going to say we, I'm going to say the people of the land used to have these hollow shaped stones. They were shaped like a long oblong tube or a bell shape. It was this stone that was hollowed out, and they would use it. They would use sound to cut stone. Sound could be used to cut, okay, as a tool to cut. And they would use these hollow stones and sound to lift stones and levitate them to build the pyramids and all of the temples back in the day. So this was really exciting, because I know we're going to go back to those times where those same bell-shaped or those same types of stones that were used to produce a light beam, a light source that would cut and that would levitate. It's something special about us, y'all. We need to really research who we were, how they used to build those temples back in the day. Don't you think that they had a pick or they had some primitive tools and they was just a pecking and all of that? Oh, no, 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 no. None of that. Yeah, they used those tools for certain things, but man can't really understand how the pyramids was built, y'all, because we had technologies. And do you know that all the technologies that we have up until today, we still considered behind? Because the technologies that was left in the earth, that's what the government, these world governments, have used to produce super weapons. So this computer that we're on now, this is late technology. This technology has always been here. It just took man to come along and to manipulate it into what it is being used for now. But yeah, just like those stones that are on your picture right now, those stones were used to levitate. How the ancients cut stone with sound. Yes, they did. And those stones were used, that sound via those stones were used as tools too, y'all. Come on. They were used as weapons as well. Come on. So we need to know who we are as a people. It is so much exciting knowledge about us. We're just some awesome people. And we are some awesome people that had an awesome technology. Do you know we had cars back in the day, spaceships back in the day? Oh, we used to ride around, you know, but we're going to come into those things. When the shift happened, we went backwards instead of forward. Everything was shut down. So man had to come into this knowledge, and it couldn't come into it before it was time. So knowing that we're at the timing of things of where they are now, it is time for this type of technology to be used now. So we will learn who we are, what were we all about, and all the ancients, the technology of the ancients. We will know about those things and stop just knowing that we were a people who somehow got to be the people we are now versus all the people in the world. We the only ones with a foot on our neck. I question that. You know, why we got to be the only ones with a foot on our neck? Why we got to be the only ones in this situation? You know? So, again, I don't accept who the world says that we are. I don't accept that at all. I'm one where if I see something has happened, oh, I'm going to research and research and research and research and find out. Okay, why did this happen? I'm going to look for it. Just like it's a puzzle. I love puzzles. And you know what? I love unraveling things. I love pulling the string and just letting it unravel until it come on back down to nothing. You know, just all string. I love picking out knots. I got to know how to take that knot out. So I'm a person that digs. I have an eye for detail. I want to know why this is. I want to know why you say this is this and this is that. No, I got to see this thing. You ain't just going to tell me no anything and I'm going to be like, okay, well, I'm rad with that. No. You got to show me how this got like that. And then if you say that this is you, prove it. Because it's been going on too long. And things ain't right. So I need you to prove who you are. Because I got proof of who we are. I got that proof. And that proof is the undeniable word of God. So you got to show me who you are. Because I'm going to show you who we are. So with that being said, I would like to invite everybody to the Mothership Landing Poetry Event every fourth Friday of the month. And we will be at the Swift Mansion, 4500 South Michigan Avenue from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. every Friday, every fourth Friday of the month. So come on now. And tickets will be $10 to sit or to spit. Just come on out. So if you want to participate, it's $10. If you want to just come and enjoy yourself, it's $10. Everything is $10. Free food, free parking. So I look forward to seeing everybody there. And as well, I would like for everyone to know that I'm going to be setting up where I will have a teaching series. I haven't set the dates, on when I'm going to do these teaching series, but it's going to be a YouTube TV channel and it will be in a different platform. So I look forward to that as well, because we're going to get this word out. We're going to tell this story of who we are. The whole world going to know this story. The whole world going to know, hey, who we are, because I ain't going to let it rest until the whole world know we were stolen. And we're here for a purpose, and we got the mark of royalty on us. So just know that mark of royalty is on all of us. The 400 years is a mark of royalty. You better know you earned your mark. So be prepared of who we are, y'all, because we about to be revealed. This is what we're living in, the revealing. And put that book back up there, Trees of Righteousness. You can get Trees of Righteousness on Amazon. You can purchase it on Amazon. And everybody go out and get this book. And I also have music on YouTube named War Cry. Go out and purchase my music as well. Let's spread this word. Each one reach one, each one teach one. We have to have that village concept, y'all. We have to teach one another what is going on. We have to make each other aware of what we're doing, what this is all about, how it affects us. And just know, springtime around the corner, y'all. It's a time of revealing. You're about to be revealed. So I look forward to the revealing. It is going to go down. So that's a glorious time to look forward to. And it's right around the corner. So the shift is here. And the shift will reveal. Oh, and I have a couple of minutes, so I want to mention about Jussie Smollett. Now, what I have to say about him is this. Jussie, wow, that attack on his life, that was not cool, but it shows you that spirit is everywhere. It's everywhere. They're just hoping. I believe that spirit is saying that it's trying to just kick this war off. But just know, at the proper time, a war will be kicked off. No, I don't want a war, but it's inevitable. It's what has been happening. If you research what has happened in our history, you can go back and see all types of race riots. Just Google race riots all through the flip from 1865, even before then, when we were stolen and brought into this country, we had riots. It started on the boats bringing us over here, and it hasn't stopped since. It hasn't been, as often, but just know that this is how this thing started. This is how this thing is going to end. It's going to end with a race riot, y'all. So we have to be prepared. And the thing with Jussie, if you're under the sound of my voice, I'm praying for you. I hope you know the word of God. I hope you know that the blood covers, it protects, it keeps us safe. And I hope you know that, yeah, this thing is going to come to an head. And when it comes to a head, we ain't our ancestors. I'm going to leave you with that. We are not our ancestors. And no, we're not going backwards 400 years. So we're going to stand firm on who we are and whose we are. And with that, I'm going to leave you guys. And I look forward to another phenomenal show that we will have next week. So have a great evening, everybody. And all with everyone. And have a good day. Bye for now.